fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 18th day of March. Well, the month is way more than half over, isn't it? As this year marches forward. Well, we're hoping that Brady would call in and get some updates on the rocket heater. He hasn't yet, but if he does, we'll bring him on board and get some updates on the Liberator rocket heaters. Cutting-edge technology. Human beings have burned wood to stay warm for, well, we don't know how long, hundreds of thousands of years. So what's new with this wood-burning appliance? Benjamin Franklin takes credit for inventing the wood-burning stove that you could made out of iron. That's been about 200 years ago, give or take. And so what's new? A Liberator rocket heater, it has complete combustion, 99.5% efficient, according to the EPA. Where does that 0.5% come from? Well, that's the warm-up period of about 5 or 6 minutes or so it takes to get to the operating temperature. Once it's at the operating temperature, you've got 100% efficiency. Pretty amazing. And you can safely burn any kind of wood in it. Now, if you're used to burning wood in a wood-burning stove or a fireplace, either one, you know you can only burn hardwood because of the creosote buildup from conifers, from pine and cedar and so forth, is dangerous. And that's not the case with the rocket stove. You can safely burn anything, any wood in there. In fact, we have a customer who cuts off six-foot-long pieces of bamboo. He puts them into the feed tube, and it's kind of fun to watch the bamboo incrementally burn down as it goes into the combustion chamber. The competition? Well, we really have no competition. The two stoves that come close to our rate of efficiency cost twice as much money. So you get a lot of stove for your money with a rocket heater. It has a nice flat top on it that you can heat up water, make some coffee, cook a meal. And I should mention, we have a thunderstorm here in my area, and I might get knocked off the air because that certainly does occasionally happen when we have a thunderstorm. If we do, I'll get reconnected on the telephone. Well, I'm the executive vice president of the Liberated Rocket Heater Company, and we're proud that our products are entirely made in the United States, and we have a old shoe factory we bought in Bourbon, Missouri this past summer. And we've got 9 employees now working instead of 2, which was just previously just Sky and his father working at the factory. And we're really cranking out these stoves and getting these back orders caught up. We're now buying steel as much as 7 tons at a time. That's a lot of steel, 14,000 pounds, 7 tons. That's a lot of steel. We got enough space to spread out and have everybody have all the workspace they need to do the cutting and bidding and welding, the fabrication of the stoves, the beautiful coatings that go on them, which now come in about 6 or 8 different colors. And when they're boxed up or crated up, they're crated up with wood and shipped with a private shipper that takes them all over the country. We do ship these overseas, too. It's expensive, but people in Europe and Australia and New Zealand and so forth and Canada, they recognize the value when they see it. So they're willing to pay the price for the shipping. What an amazing product. I have one myself. I'll probably be buying a second one, maybe even a third one, spread up between a couple different homes here. And I'm glad I got mine. I'm very glad I got mine, along with the pellet hopper. The pellet hopper allows you to fill up the pellet hopper with pellets, go to sleep, and not have to wake up in the middle of the night and feed wood into the fire. So it's nice to have something that will keep you nice and warm and cozy all night long and wake up 8 hours later with the fire still going. It'll actually go 10 to 12 hours with a pellet hopper. The spring sale on the Liberated Rocket Heaters is in effect right now. It goes until the midnight, the 22nd. So you have today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to make up your mind if you're going to get yourself a Liberated Rocket Heater and save $50. So that's the opportunity that we have right now to present to you. So let's move on from there. And you can place your order for your rocket stove right there at my website using PayPal. If you want to send me a check or a money order, you can do that. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day to place your order for your rocket heater. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue. You pay full price when you buy it. I refund the difference manually. I'm not going to change my automated system for a sale. It's only going to last a few days. I got a note from Brady here. Okay, he's out of town on a conference, so that's why he won't be with us, which is fine. We've got a few minutes here before the bottom of the hour break, and we'll take your call, questions, calls, and comments at 512-248-8252. Looks like we got a caller here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, John, I had a question on that Liberator rocket stove. It seems like a really brilliant idea. I was looking at one. And I was noticing that the shipping weight is like 220 pounds or something along that line, 200 and something pounds. I was curious, is there a, my wood stove that I use right now as an example weighs right at 400 pounds put into the house. So when I get it warm, there's a thermal mass with this thing that it will stay warm practically all night long, even after the fire burns out. And I was curious, other than being able to put like if he was just going to put the, like you were talking about earlier, the bamboo or wood, you know, to get it going, is there does he have a thermal mass kit, or does he suggest some way of like heating, you have to put bricks around it, or is there a way to heat up a thermal mass on this thing that would keep the house warm after the fire's gone out?
Yeah, you could easily put fire brick around it, a stack of fire brick to become that thermal mass that you're seeking. That would be pretty easy. You just stack it up and nice and neat around the rocket heater.
Okay, so like if you got the rocket heater fired up and going, how long does it usually take to burn up what you can put in the tube, like one filling? Does it burn up like within just a few minutes?
Without the pellet hopper, you're looking at 4 hours.
Without the pellet hopper, you're looking at 4 hours. Okay.
Right. And with the pellet hopper, you're looking at 10 to 12 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad, because if you get up, most of the time people get up at least once at night. And so if it'll run for 4 hours, then you'd have 4 hours. You could fill it up again and go all night long then.
Right.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Okay. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I was just curious about that. Well, thanks.
You're welcome, Kyle. Thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Cutting edge technology. What's the old saying? Build a better mousetrap. This is the better mousetrap. It really is. The heating season is over unless you're really far north, for most of us. It would still feel good to have a little bit of heat in the morning first thing, but the main part of the heating season is finished. And the stove itself weighs 175 pounds. The shipping weight includes the very well-built crate that you can use. We use to move it around the shop with a forklift, put it on the truck with a forklift, and so forth. But the rocket heater itself is only 175 pounds. You know, I got Sky and I put mine in the trunk of my town car. I got it out by myself and used a two-wheel dolly to move it around. It was not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. We got a caller on hold here. We got Lane in Texas. Good morning, Lane.
Hey, good morning, John. I tuned in late this morning. It was about the last 15 minutes of the very first hour, and you were, I don't know what triggered it, but you were talking about Waco, and I was going to call in, but you had another guest. But what I wanted to say, of course, I'm just north of Waco, and I felt it was pretty close. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I watched it on TV and stuff, but the whole thing, as tragic as it was, it really did serve a purpose for me, as it woke me up to how corrupt and dirty our government is. Now, okay. I mean, even these days, you have to think, well, I'm saying this on a fairly well-aired show, you know, people are scared of the government, you know, and the old saying, what is it, when the government's scared of the people, you have liberty. When the people are scared of the government, you have tyranny. And I'm pretty sure we have tyranny right now. And it was just a couple of months after Waco. That was in April it ended, I believe. And then June, I bought a shortwave radio. Now, that was well before the days of Internet. And if you wanted any inside news, you had to go to the shortwave radio, to stations like WWCR, for example. And I found a show called The Hour of the Time by William Cooper. Now, William Cooper probably put out more information that presented what was really going on behind the scenes. And one of the things he said, among other things, said that one of his pet phrases was, the technology that exists at the core government level is 50 to 100 years ahead of what you're seeing on the street of state-of-the-art. Now, things like that just really started me thinking. That's it. Now, whether it's 50, 100, or 30 to 50, it's just kind of a metaphor for saying what you think is going on is not what is really going on behind the scenes. Through listening to him, I found out about the week before with Randy Weaver, where the government tried to murder him and his family. And they did a pretty good job, had a pretty good start on that. They didn't quite murder Randy Weaver, but they would have if they'd given somebody had filmed the helicopter.
They had a helicopter that was picking up a large rubber bladder full of gasoline that they were going to drop on his home. Some journalists were screaming and yelling and filming, and they decided not to do that because of the attention from the journalists. They were prepared to incinerate Randy and the rest of his family.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that, but again, I think Bill Cooper said, folks, he said, you notice that's what they did at Waco? They were going to do to Randy Weaver and other places. So they learned that from the mafia. And when
When did the mafia surround a church full of men, women, and children and burn it to the ground?
Well, it wasn't
mafia's
necessarily...
Mafia's
they just
never
did that to destroy
like
crime
that.
scenes. Well, anyway, that's a story I heard, but there's been a lot of explanations. But the I was going to say that this is another story maybe nobody's heard. I don't know. It was the FBI TV show back in the mid-60s with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. I understand that Mr. Gay Edna Hoover had some backing or played a role in getting that TV show created just to clean up the image of the FBI, because apparently they've been pretty ruthless and, just ruthless, I guess, for quite a few years. And he wanted to clean the show up. And you'd think that after that, people thought, well, these are the guys you'd want them to come over for Sunday dinner and have one marry your daughter, you know. If people, I was going to say the thing about David Koresh was that he was called every name in the book. He was everything, you know, bigamous, child molester, illegal firearms, and so on and so forth. And they believed it. They believed it 100%. So it's no stretch of the imagination that they believe everything they've heard about the COVID being real. And all the stories from between then and now are all just BS. Pure propaganda, but people buy it hook, line, and sinker. It's really disgusting, really.
Right. It seems like they do. You're right. You're right, Lane. Absolutely. Okay. Anything else, Lane?
That's probably it. That's enough for one day. So anyway, take care.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Lies and propaganda, that's what they've been feeding us for decades. I sort of mentioned before the break, whenever it was, an hour ago, that the lie perpetrated to have Americans in combat in Vietnam, that was the Gulf of Tonkin lie. Before the Gulf of Tonkin incident and the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, joint resolution of Congress, you know, we had been providing training and equipment to the South Vietnamese military, but no soldiers in combat except for some gung-ho Green Berets who went out on their own without authority. So that Johnson wanted us in that war. Of course, he was probably complicit in Kennedy's assassination. I'm convinced of that, but that's a different story. So they concocted this make-believe attack in the Gulf of Tonkin of North Korean patrol boats on the U.S. Navy. It never happened. And in fact, I'm so grateful that former Secretary of State Robert McNamara put it in his autobiography that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. Well, the majority of those 55,000 names on the that black granite wall in Washington, D.C. are there because of the Gulf of Tonkin resolution that authorized American troops to go into combat in Vietnam. It was all a lie. It was all pure propaganda lie. We have our next caller here, Bill in Arizona. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, John. Good morning, John. Got to wait for the Gettner gush.
Okay.
Anyway, in fact, I don't remember the name of the movie, but I do remember the scene in the movie where the British wrestled everybody into a church and barred them into the church and then burned the church down.
Patriots. The Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But
That probably did happen. I haven't researched it, but it probably did happen.
Oh, I have no doubt that it happened.
Okay. Hold on, Bill. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Bill, you still there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. I just did some quick research on the break. Apparently, the incident, the church-burning incident in the film titled The Patriot, Mel Gibson, that did not happen in the American Revolution, but actually in World War II, where German soldiers burned a group of French villagers alive. And I don't know if it was in a church or a home, but... That's apparently did happen in World War II. A lot of atrocities in that war.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have put it past the British regulars either.
Well, I wouldn't
my
either.
My father,
but no evidence.
My late father was a member of what's frequently called the Greatest Generation. He spent part of World War II flying bombing runs over France. He was a bombardier. And he got grounded one day because he had a unique skill. He had the ability to take a Dorden bombsight apart in the air with the toolkit in the plane, adjust it, make it work better, and put it back together before they did their bombing runs. When the CO found out about that, they grounded my father for obvious reasons, and he spent the rest of his war career in a private secret school in France, teaching other bombardiers how to do the same thing. It seems that somehow it was managed that when he was on his way home after the armistice, he crossed paths with MacArthur. And MacArthur personally pinned his leaves on him and gave him the field upgrade to lieutenant colonel and all of his back pay back as long as he'd, since he'd been grounded, because he was an actual secret of his own. This same man went on later on to say that David Koresh and the Branch Davidians deserved to be burned to death for what they'd done.
That's a shame, as he was talking out of ignorance. It's a shame.
Yes.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, this man also cornered our senator who, at a shrine meeting, he and his senator were both Shriners, and got a commitment from our senator for me to have a scholarship to the Air Force Academy if my grades were good enough, and they were. But I wasn't at the least bit interested in a military career, given the fact that our military was not our military as it had been when he was in the military. And I basically refused it, and he abandoned my mom and I a week later. And I didn't see him for 15 years except for when he came to my wedding, and I didn't speak to him at that wedding. We subsequently got back together by my own efforts, and I'd spent the remainder of his life, an unestranged son. And he was finally, in the end, he never could tell me. He was one of those men who could never tell it to their son that they actually loved them or that they were proud of them. He was one of those men who couldn't do that. But
well,
my
that was
stepmother told me, after he had died, that he was very proud of what I had done in terms of becoming a long-haul truck driver and working long, hard hours doing that. And that, and she said he definitely loved me. But the problem is that the connection was forever shattered because of his ambitions for me to be in the military, and I completely rejected those.
Well, that's a shame. That's a shame. That was that generation. Men just didn't show affection. That was
totally,
the way it was.
Totally different world.
Right. It was. It was. That's the way it was. Well, Bill.
You have a good day.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. Yeah, that's for you folks under age 50. You didn't grow up in that era, but that's the way it was. Men did not show emotions, even towards their own sons and daughters. That was simply not done by that generation, unfortunately. But that's, for the most part, changed, for the most part. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up here. Well, Rondi should be calling in. We'll be getting some updates on what's going on with LifeVantage and her 89-year-old dad, who goes skiing three times a week when there's snow on the ground, and is active when there's no snow, also doing various athletic pursuits. What a guy. We covered a lot of territory this morning, as we typically do. Getting into a lot of nuances of history, and it's for somebody my age, it's not history. It's it's things that I personally were part of and observed firsthand. For you youngsters out there, it's just as remote for you as the Civil War is for me. But that's okay. That's just life. No problem with that at all. But hopefully you youngsters can learn from us and learn from our experience and not duplicate the mistakes that us older folks made, and be always on the lookout for being lied to by the federal government. That's very important. It's not optional. You need to always be on the lookout for the federal government to be lying to you. And I hope you will be. I learned very early, as a 20-year-old in Vietnam, that the government was lying. I thought at the time it was just an isolated thing involving only that war. I did not know how extensive it was, that it goes into every aspect of our lives, but it does. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
The truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday the 18th of March, and we take a few minutes a week, about 24 minutes, to talk with Rondi about how incorporating the Protandim Nerf 2 into your daily life can help you have the life that you're looking for. And always get some fun updates on Rondi, what's going on with her 89-year-old dad, who likes to go skiing 3 times a week, the former Olympic skier, her father. Good morning, Rondi.
Good morning.
Well, you really surprised me. It's been about 3 weeks ago when you told me about how your father, the former Olympic skier, is out skiing 3 times a week at age 89. And he has a birthday, I think, coming up next month, doesn't he?
Yes, and he's one of the founders of the Breckenridge ski area, so the town is throwing him a huge 90th birthday party. So we've been in the planning stages for that.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So he's a healthy, vigorous guy, and he's been using the Protandim Nerf 2 for, what, 3 years now?
Yes.
Well, good for him.
He loves the product. He takes one a day.
Right. Well, I do the same thing. I take one a day, and I'm a pretty healthy guy. I went to get life insurance when I bought my motorcycle a few years ago, and I filled out the form, and they sent a lady out to take my blood pressure and weigh me, and then they didn't believe me that a man my age would not be taking any pharmaceutical products at all in my mid-60s. So they sent me to a clinic in St. Louis to have a more detailed analysis done of who I am, and that wasn't enough. So they sent me to a medical doctor in Salem, where I spent several hours, and at the end of that, a very nice Filipino doctor, about 45, maybe 46 years old, he says, "John, you're healthier than I am. Why don't you just go on home?" And I got my life insurance. So a man your dad's age, or even a man my age, not, you know, as healthy as we are, is looked at as an anomaly in our society, aren't we, Randy?
Absolutely. And actually, I would hang on to that Filipino doctor, because he sounds like the smartest one of all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bright guy, but I now use Dr. Huff for my primary care, and he's a brilliant young man, and he's helped me with some things that have been very helpful for me to prepare for competition. I still need to look into the Senior Olympics and see if competition this year is something I want to attempt once again, to run the 100-meter dash as a 74-year-old, which would be a lot of fun. So we'll see.
You should do that.
I think they may have canceled the Senior Olympics this year. They were considering whether to have a mask mandate or not. But last time I checked, it looked like there may not be Senior Olympics in St. Louis, Missouri this year. Of course, the people that run it are all ate up with liberalism and weren't mask mandates and vaccine mandates and so forth. And I don't need to be around those people, quite frankly. But the topic on the table here is health and wellness, and you like to give a disclaimer. Why don't you go ahead and give that, Rondi?
Well, I've been a representative as an independent distributor with LifeVantage for 12 years. I do not work for the company, but I'm an independent distributor. And regarding the Protandim NRF2, the only thing I'm allowed to say by the FDA is that it reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days, which is an amazing percentage.
Mm-hmm. It is an amazing percentage. And reducing oxidative stress is something that will help you with your overall health. It won't it?
Yes. So if you don't know what oxidative stress is, we all have free radicals in our body. Free radicals cause the oxidative stress in our body, which is like rusting from the inside out. Oxidative stress causes inflammation, which leads into chronic disease. And that's when people, their doctor, they don't go to the positive path typically. They go straight to their doctor for big pharma to give them a solution. We have a solution that is plant-based that is an outstanding product.
And it is an outstanding product. I did my homework. I did my research. I became convinced independently of my friend who referred me to it that this is the real deal. And that's why I take it every day, along with my other supplements recommended by Dr. Huff. And because I'm healthy and I want to stay healthy. That's my goal. And I'm sure many of our listeners have similar goals, that they want, that they are healthy right now. They want to remain healthy. It's depending on your starting point. It may be a greater or a lesser challenge, but it's a challenge that's worthwhile, isn't it, Rondi?
It is. And even if it's the only supplement you take, it's one that I will never go without. It has five active ingredients that are green tea, turmeric, ashwagandha, bacopa, and milk thistle, which are ingredients that have been around for centuries. But it's the combination of the five ingredients that makes it 1,800 times stronger than if you took each of those ingredients separately, which also would be very expensive.
That's right. So because LifeVantage buys these ingredients in such massive bulk quantities, they can have a very nice price point for this supplement, can't they?
Yes. It's about $1.66 a day.
Well, it's money worth spent. It's definitely money worth spent. With when you look at the alternative of trying to repair somebody who's not healthy, it's better to stay healthy in the first place, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's good to have a nice balanced diet with not a lot of, you know, alcohol and other things that are not processed foods are not good for you. It's good to eat clean.
It is. I talk about this with the energy cleaner also, that you can't expect the energy cleaner or the protanum nerf too to overcome tobacco use, excessive alcohol, soft drinks, being lazy and not getting any exercise. We can't overcome that with the energy cleaner or protanum nerf too, can we?
No. No, it's good just to, you know, keep balance and be attentive to what is going on in your body. I think a lot of times people go to the doctor just because they've been told to go to the doctor, you know, right, as their annual checkup, and the doctors are looking for something to put you on.
Well, people expect, and doctors have been doing this for decades, they prescribe antibiotics routinely to people who don't even need antibiotics, but the patient feels like if they don't get a prescription, they did not get their money's worth for the doctor visit. So the doctor feels compelled to prescribe something to keep the patient happy and coming back. So we got a caller here, Rondi. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. Does this product have any effect on insulin resistance?
So again, as I said, the only thing I'm allowed to say is it reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. But certainly one of the things that oxidative stress causes is inflammation, and that's directly connected to insulin and diabetes and all the other blood sugar issues that people have. So it's something that kind of regulates your whole system.
I hope that helps you there, John.
Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. A lot of things are not all that obviously connected when it comes to health. They're a lot more subtle, aren't they, Rondi?
Yes. And actually, for John, the gentleman that just called in, I would encourage him to go to your website to get connected to the LifeVantage big website, that he could actually go on and read more about our product, because there are other products on there that do help with insulin resistance and keeping your sugar levels even. We have an incredible website that has all the information that one would need.
That's right. That's right. And it's right there. Linked on, there's a panel on the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Well, LifeVantage has a complete line of products, including skincare products that men and women can use to help with their skincare. Aren't there, Rondi?
Yes. I use True Science every single day, which is a field wound. Like if you have an open cut or something, you can put it directly on that cut, and it's very safe, but it also heals it very quickly. That's my own experience that I've noticed from that. It has all the same science-backed information as our Protandim Neuro. They're all connected.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, people need to go to my website at libertyman.com, go to the LifeVantage panel, and just look at the great products there that will help you achieve your goal of health and wellness and looking better and looking younger. Right, Rondi?
Yes, and we also have hair care, we have skin care, we have weight management, and we have a pet product that's amazing, and an energy drink that I have every morning.
The Axio. You know, Axio is very tasty. I've got a bunch of it myself. I like it. It's a refreshing, energizing, and healthy drink, isn't it?
It is. It's much better than a lot of the energy drinks that you buy at the grocery store. Our product has niacin, B6, B12, magnesium, and then it also has green tea. It has quercetin, pine bark extract, and a few other ingredients, and it's sweetened with stevia, which is an amazing sweetener.
It is. It is. It's a healthy sweetener, I have stevia here at my place as well for people that want to put some in their coffee or tea. I don't use sweetener in my coffee and tea myself. Not that I drink that much of it, but stevia is a great sweetener, and it actually is healthy. So all the LifeVantage products, including the Protam Nerve 2, are in stock and ready for immediate shipment, aren't they?
Yes. And one more thing I want to say about Axio is that calories are only 15, which is amazing if you look at a lot of the drinks on the market, high in calories and very high in sugar.
Well, some of these drinks, Gatorade comes to mind. If I was king, I'd make Gatorade illegal. That stuff's horrible, very unhealthy. But, yeah. Go ahead, Ron.
Think of all the kids that drink it, too.
Yeah, well, they're brilliant. Their marketing is brilliant. You see a Gatorade jug on almost every athletic field, it seems like.
Yeah.
So they're brilliant at marketing a product that's very harmful to people. But that's the way it is. And hopefully people will wake up and understand that Gatorade is something that human beings should not consume. Just like soft drinks are something human beings should not consume. I've discontinued all consumption of soft drinks probably 15 plus years ago, maybe almost 20 years ago. I know when I'd be out on a hot, humid day and I'd have that ice cold Coca-Cola sitting in the fridge waiting for me. And I was about the last hour I'd be working. I'd be thinking, man, I'm really looking forward to that ice cold Coca-Cola. And, but no more. No more Coca-Cola for this cowboy. I know better now. I know better. And it was, I don't know if it was addictive, but it was certainly very tasty and something I look forward to. The Protam Nerve 2 is something I look forward to taking along with my supplements in the morning to achieve my goals of having health and wellness and energy. All these things work together along with a great night's sleep, don't they, Rondi?
Yes, they do. And the thing about Protandem NRF2 is that it is cumulative, so the longer you're on it, the better, which is why my 84-year-old mother, actually, I still work with her 4 days a week, and which is also why my 89-year-old dad skis 3 days a week, which he just went out, I think, 2 days ago. I have a picture of him, which is kind of fun.
You're still skiing? There's still snow up there in your part of the world?
Yeah, actually, where I live in the Eagle County, Vail Valley, our ski area is going to stay open until May 1st. So we have really good snow right now.
All right. And what physical athletic activities does your dad do once the snow's gone?
My father lives in Breckenridge, which is almost 10,000 feet, and in the summer, one of his favorite things to do is go hiking with all his buddies. They're all from Europe, so they go hiking and go. There's a couple 14ers right there, 14,000 foot peaks. And so he hikes several times a week. That's the main focus in the summer.
That's great. That's a great exercise. My daughter, she likes to go hiking around her area there in the metro Seattle area. And it's a great exercise, isn't it?
It is. I do it, too.
Do you use a walking stick?
I do not. I probably should, but currently I do not.
Are there wild critters up there that like to eat people, like mountain lions and bears and things like that?
There are. We have mountain lions and actually that come down sometimes into the town. Actually, if you look at the Vail Daily, which is the main newspaper, about a month ago, they caught a mountain lion in one of the hotels. But
in the hotel.
It was an isolated, an isolated incident. It typically doesn't happen. I think it was lost.
Well, was it a full-grown mountain lion?
I think it was not full-grown.
Okay, so a youngster mountain lion that was a bit confused with it, and ended up inside a hotel. Well, that would be
in Vail Village. Yeah,
imagine.
But they're not walking all over the place. I've never seen one, and I've lived here my entire life.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care to see one.
Well,
in person.
if I lived where there was, well, yeah, that's a whole different topic. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Visiting with Rondi, and we're talking about how incorporating Protandim Nrf2, a life-managed product, into your daily life can help you achieve your goals, just like I achieve my goals. I noticed around age 50, Rondi, is when I started noticing a difference between myself and my peers in terms of health and wellness. And as these years and decades move forward, the differences become even more noticeable between myself and my peers, men my own age. You know, I'm now at a point where there's one guy in my neighborhood, he's, I think, about 20 days older than me. He looks old enough to be my father. He can barely walk. And I watch him. To get out of a chair is very difficult. Getting out of a truck, he does with great difficulty. Same thing getting back in it. And he has a stilted walk. But you've probably observed that yourself a lot with older Americans, haven't you, Rondi?
I have noticed it. We, as I've said before, we have a clothing boutique in Valley. And I have a lot of older customers, and I can tell kind of who's heavily prescribed and who's not with, you know, something, because they just don't have a kick in their step like my mom and my dad do. And they might be the same age or they might be younger, but they don't have the same vitality that my parents do.
That's right. And it's a shame because it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. And it's a consequence of choices make, and you know, life is two things, decisions and the consequences of those decisions. That's all life is. And it doesn't have to be that way. And you can turn, as long as there's life, there's hope. And if you're alive and listening to me, there's hope. You may have all kinds of chronic things going on, but it doesn't have to stay that way. And there is hope, isn't there, Rondi?
There is hope. And excuse me, I had hope 13 years ago when my mother had a flu shot and 3 weeks to the day was very sick. And it took me a year to figure out, you know, a way to help her feel better. And part of that was starting her on Protandim NRF2 because it reduced her oxidative stress. And she was heavily, her body had a lot of inflammation. And after 3 months of being on that product, all her pain was gone. And that was 12 years ago. So she will not stop taking it as well.
I don't blame her when you get those kind of results. I don't blame her at all. Well, Rondi, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Friday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great weekend.
I will. I will. You too, my dear. What a week. What a week. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Get your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. And God bless Crawford County, God bless Missouri, and God bless the USA.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine.
to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.